USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are expected to spend a record-tying $37 billion on back-to-school supplies this year. The National Retail Federation says that'll match last year's record high. The group's annual survey showing families with children in grades K through 12 plan to spend an average of $864 on school items. Multiple Democratic lawmakers are among those arrested at a pro-abortion rally outside the Capitol. Those taken into custody by police were Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Veronica Escobar, Ayanna Pressley, Jackie Speier, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Capitol Police reporting a total of 16 lawmakers were arrested. The Henderson, Nevada Fire Department says a fire has been put out at the Hoover Dam in Nevada after an explosion happened this morning. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Dangerous temperatures are being felt from California to Massachusetts, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat warnings or advisories. The National Weather Service said that more than 60 new record highs will be set across 20 states by the end of the week. The Hoover Dam already experienced a major power scare when a transformer explosion sent smoke swelling as temperatures soared into triple digits. The dam supplies power to California, Nevada, and Arizona. As of Tuesday, 85 large fires were burning more than 3 million acres in 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order that codifies a 2020 law dealing with Americans held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad. The order will authorize the federal government to impose financial sanctions on those who are involved directly or indirectly in wrongfully detaining Americans abroad, the White House said. A senior Biden administration official stated that new sanctions will be announced later on this week. A Delaware court determined that the trial in a lawsuit brought by Twitter against Elon Musk should take place in October, granting an expedited timeline for the case. Twitter sued Musk, the chief executive of Tesla, in an attempt to force him to complete his purchase of the company after he declared in early July he was walking away from the deal.
Easy money for America's biggest banks with policies that made the COVID era a major windfall on Wall Street has come to a close. Interest rates have surged this year, rapidly changing the financial markets and slowing them down. Bank of America, Goldman, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, JP Morgan, and Morgan Stanley have all severely missed their second quarter earnings report over the past week. Financial experts are seeing tougher times ahead for big banks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.